and for some reason we've been a little sleepy with our starts the last three or four games here. But I think we were just trying to be a little too fancy, do a little too much. And I think when you maybe play a team that's below you in the standings, you try too much and don't keep the game simple. And second period, both our goals came from us just waiting in the neutral zone, make them make mistakes, get on the forecheck, and got us on the board, and then we kept rolling into the third.
Well, and you heeded the old philosophy, shoot the puck, shoot the puck. It really worked. Your goal was a rebound goal. Oliver had that nice goal, just shooting the puck toward the net.
Exactly. That's what brings success for our hockey team, and I think any hockey team. But, we got a lot of guys that like to get greasy, get to the net, and, you look at a guy like Boone Jenner, Scott Hartnell, those guys get in front of the net, and they put the puck away on rebounds and second opportunities, and that's something we got to create a little more for ourselves. And I think that's part of being aggressive and staying on that forecheck. It'll give us those chances night in, night out.
You've had a couple of these kind of one-sided affairs here down the stretch. What does that do for you guys in this room as you head towards the end of the year?
It's big. A lot of people say these games don't mean too much, and, find your way through them. They only mean stuff for, a lot for young guys to, make an impression going into camp, but it's not true. The coaching staff, the management, players in the room want to see you give it your all every night, all 82 games, and I think next year this time we want to be expect to be at top of our game, playing hard going into playoffs. So we got to know what that feels like and finish this thing out hard.
Matty, did you know that Doobie was there when you made that pass? Was that the plan? You just kind of leaned in as though you were going to drive right to the crease there and pulled up?
Yeah, I actually I thought I might get a breakaway there, and then I just cut back, and I just seen their guys kind of stop, and Doobie just floating in behind, and he was taking his time, and threw the puck to his space, and he put her in the back of the net, so it was great to see.
How nice was it to finish that game like that when, the first period was sleepy, the second period got a little bit better, but finally to finish strong in the third like you did?
Yeah, we came on in the second. That's something we've been doing the last few games. So we got to learn how to start a little better, and I'll make that first that sleepy. But it was a great finish. I think we're having a lot of fun in the third period, making some plays, and ultimately it's great to get the big win.